It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Kaylin Nguyen. She is coming over for the San Rafael Art Guild. They're going to have an art show and a sale. It's coming up this weekend, the 1st and the 2nd. We're going to talk a little bit about it this morning. Kaylin, thanks for coming over this morning. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here, Dave. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend over at the Legacy Event Center in Huntington.
Okay, we're pretty excited. This is our second annual San Rafael Art Guild show and sale. We are having about 15 artists. They're from our local area. And the artwork's ranging anywhere from paintings. We've got some bronze sculptures, some jewelry artists, all kinds of things. So also we have a local illustrator who will have some children's books there. So just a lot of different things going on with the art that will be on display and for sale. It'll be a great time for you to come out and see what's available in our county from our local artists.
And let's talk a little bit. It's going to be at the Legacy Event Center. And that used to be the Heritage Funeral Home, correct?
That's correct.
And now they've turned it into an event center.
Yes, they still offer funeral services, and they are just expanding to have their building rented out as a venue for mm-hmm. different events.
Okay. So, and that is the big building right there as you come into Huntington. Now, it all starts Friday night at 5 o'clock. It's going to run until 9 o'clock. And what can people kind of expect over there? What are they looking at when they come in there?
Okay, we will have probably, I'm guessing, because each artist is bringing a certain amount of work and they will all be on display. The artist will be there for you to meet and speak with. And there will be anywhere from, I would say, 80 to 100 pieces of art on display. We are having two live bands. Friday night, we have the Route 10 band coming. They play a little bit of old country western style music, old rock and roll, a little bit of bluesy music, a little bit. And then Saturday night, we have a band coming, and they're from the St. George area, and the name of that band is Crossroads. We have two food trucks. Getting Our Smoke On is the name of one, and then KP Kitchens is the other. And then we also have Carmel Childs with her delicious desserts will be there.
And so that's going on, like you said, Friday night, 5 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 6 there. That's this Friday and Saturday, November 1st and 2nd, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, who are some of the artists that are going to be over there? Do you have names for us?
Okay. With there being about 15 artists, I don't want to take the time to name them all, but mm-hmm. I would like to tell you a little bit about our organization. It's the San Rafael Art Guild. We had our first meeting in, I put together a group of artists and we met together. Our first meeting was June of 2017, and we kind of got together and put all of our ideas and what we would like to contribute to our community and to each other. And we have a mission statement. Our motto is create, grow, appreciate. Our logo is a sega lily, which is very appropriate symbolism of a hearty pioneer spirit for our area. And basically, we're just a place for local artists to come together for support, learning, teaching, and inspiration. And some of our goals include becoming a resource for creative and artistic needs of our community, inspiring artists to develop their talents, expanding the skills of local artists in creating, marketing, and appreciating art, providing support and opportunity for the local youth who are interested in art. And that's one of our goals that's very important to us. And then the last one is just to helping people recognize the positive effects that having creative pursuits has in our communities, for individuals and communities.
Okay, now if anybody wanted to join you guys, what would they need to do? Who do they need to get in touch with?
They could get in touch with me, and we have a Facebook page that is, you can ask to join. It's just under San Rafael Art Guild.
Okay, so go on Facebook. You've got a Facebook page to find out all the information that you need to about the San Rafael Art Guild. So one last time, go ahead and break it all down for everybody and let them know what's going on this weekend.
Okay, come out on Friday night from 5 to 9 and Saturday from 10 to 7. Just take a look at all of the beautiful artwork. Maybe pick out some nice Christmas presents for your family and friends and something unique and meaningful that's created by hand. Support local artists. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the food. Meet the artists. It'll be a fun time for everyone.
And, you know, the snow on the ground kind of helps you get in the Christmas spirit, I think.
I think it does.
It was going to happen sooner or later.
I'm not ready for it.
All right. Well, Kaylin, thank you for coming over today. We appreciate you. And everybody, head on out to the second annual San Rafael Art Guild show and sale coming up November 1st and 2nd. 5 to 9 on Friday and 10 to 7 on Saturday at the Legacy Event Center. Kaylin, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.